What's going on, guys? Mike from Build Assets Online here with Joe yet again. And we got another video today. We're going to be talking about a recent tweet from Alex Hormozi, his advice and how it relates to high ticket dropshipping. So for those of you who don't know us, we've done over 20 million in high ticket dropshipping sales. And this recent tweet from Alex Hormozi kind of sheds light on a lot of our strategy. And I think it's important advice to look at and consider. So we'll just read the tweet. It says, "Everything big I've ever built happened during a season of 18 to 36 months of saying no to everything. If you succeed, the door will be open for you again in the future. If you fail because you're distracted, it may be the last time the door is ever open." And I don't know how you feel about Alex Hormozi, Joe. He's blown up so meteorically that it's like, it's, you know, he's just a huge figure now. But this piece of advice actually does pertain to like a lot of the little guys out there trying to start their own business, particularly the last bit about if you fail because you're distracted, maybe the last time the doors ever open. And
well, Mike, I like this middle part, actually. If you succeed, the door will be open for you again in the future. Because when I first read this, I was thinking about how we said, even during our, like, you know, I guess you could say our come up into getting successful with drop shipping and with online business, we didn't say no. We were saying yes to a lot of things. But I think the point is that we were always still focused on the craft. And when we would succeed at one thing, we, you know, a lot of the doors opened up. So this, you know, this whole store, we built a lot of websites during the time when we first started this store, but it was all focused on the same craft, and it opened doors for this store because we had a website where, you know, we're experimenting with all these different things. So while other people, you know, they're saying, screw this, I'm not going to be doing these high ticket dropshipping websites anymore. I'm not going to be building blog sites. I'm going to go out and trade crypto. I'm going to go out and do day trading. They're not focusing on, you know, opening more doors in the future. They're just getting distracted and doing all sorts of nonsense.
Well, that was kind of why I attached the last sentence, because the majority of people fail simply because they're distracted. And if the average person was able to actually put 18 to 36 months into doing one simple thing, and yes, you're right. Since 2016, we made multiple dropshipping stores. We made, you know, content sites and stuff like that. But the majority of what we did during the early 2016 into 2019, you say those 36 months, was dropshipping. And not just that, it was high ticket products and it was Google Ads.
Yeah.
And there was no going out and looking at TikTok ads, looking at Facebook ads, getting distracted by, oh, maybe I could sell, I could do a different business. I could sell leads to dentists. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, start an NFT and add it to my store. No, it was just this very simple process, getting high ticket suppliers, adding them to the website and running Google ads, particularly Google shopping ads to them. Eventually we got good at text ads, but this is really what led us to building everything that came after.
Yeah. If we didn't do this, Mike, you know, I worked on a lot of SEO stuff starting in 2017, but I would say it didn't really start hitting until around the 2020 point. And, you know, I remember there were so many times where I said to you, I'm like, you know, Mike, I want to quit. I'm done with this stuff. I hate how, you know, it's so confusing. I do this, I don't get any results. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, you basically said that you have to keep going with this because it has big implications for a high ticket dropshipping business if you manage to understand it.
Right. And it has to be said that we're also two people, right? So it wasn't that, you know, I was still there focusing on the Google ads. You were there working on SEO. And yes, the important thing was that we weren't spending 18 months to 36 months doing something where there's no compounding effects. What we're doing right now, whether it is SEO, whether it's paid ads, high ticket dropshipping, is creating websites where the website we have is going to earn monthly profit. And then after a year and a half, that website becomes viable for you to sell it for a monthly multiple. So yes, you started doing SEO, and I'm because number one, two people can't be focusing on Google Ads, right?
Yeah.
So you went and did that. You went and did that. And right, there was a lot of failure in the beginning. It was a lot of frustration, but we knew that as long as you were able to get enough results to where we'd even learn how to make one website that made $1,000 a month, boom, you sell it for 30,000 bucks, 35,000 bucks. And number one, it's nothing to sneeze at. Number two, you have the skills to do it again. Why can't you make one of those websites a month? And that translates into, $35,000 website every single month, and now you're getting somewhere.
And Mike, there was also a lot of time during this 2016 to 2019 period. You mentioned at the beginning that we've done over 15 or 20 million in sales, but I think we've done way more than that in total sales with high ticket dropshipping. I think it's got to be 20 to 25 million in that kind of range. And a lot of it is because during this time period, I wasn't only doing SEO, but while you were focused on the Google Ads, I was focused on new stores, new suppliers, new products, upload, upload, upload. Test that, just getting into so many different areas where it's the only way that you can really develop the holistic view of how any sort of business is working is by getting your proverbial hands in the dirt here.
Right. And it's the only way to develop a skill set. Anything that you could do under 18 months and have like some sort of meaningful result, number one, it's probably unlikely that you're going to succeed because what's going to stop anyone else from doing it? And number two, the results are going to be volatile. It's going to be an exploit, right? There's some sort of exploit in the system that you can take advantage of with little to no experience, little to no time invested, little to no money. And again, just by the nature of that, everybody else is going to flock to it and it's going to get fixed. And then you're not going to have that anymore and you're not going to be left with anything.
Yeah.
So you have to be willing to put in the time. And that's I think advice people don't want to hear in the beginning, but I think it makes it better to know that it's not that you can't achieve any results in 18 months. I mean, if you look at, when we started this store, it was 0-0. So like our first month was maybe December 2017.
No.
Or sorry,
Funny
December
stuff.
2016.
Yeah.
So it didn't really do much to 2000 in sales. February.
2017. December 2016 was our first month with
Yes, and then
sales.
January it did 30,000.
Yep.
And then, 14,000. And but if you go 18 months down the line, so you go to say like end of 2018, you go back a little bit. We're getting to some 40 Ks, some 50 Ks, and then I mean, but at that time, we're doing 40 K was. We were doing more sales than anybody else we knew. And, 40K in sales, nothing to sneeze at a lot of the time, depending on your ad spend, which, if you know us, we like to be very conservative. We like to, have profit first. And we wouldn't be able to run a store like this over the long term if we were just doing things for the screenshot, If we were
Yeah.
not making money through these last 6 years of results, they wouldn't be results. We'd be bankrupt somewhere. So, yeah, but then you bring that out to 36 months, so we start looking at 2019, 2020. We're getting into quarter million a month. And of course now, we're getting into 400 Ks, the 600 Ks, all that, but the thing is it took time.
Took
And
time.
way more doors are open for us now because we filtered out the distractions of getting into too many different business models or too many different forms of traffic for our website. And it gave us the authority to be able to coach people. It gave us the authority to go and make more websites that, we can go and sell. And yeah, and even with COVID, if we didn't put in the nearly 36 months of work before COVID happened, we wouldn't have been able to take advantage of the boost in sales that there were for people that were already in business at that time.
Yeah. And if we weren't, you know, I remember there was a lot of work that was put in during COVID, like during the, I guess you could say the lockdown, you know, and I think that's what helped continue to propel our results forward, even what some might consider an economic downturn.
Right. Well, I think people thought COVID was going to be an economic downturn. It wound up being a huge spike for a lot of different industries.
Right. I'm talking now.
Yeah. Even in an economic downturn, our store continues to go up. And that's because of, just the foundations we've laid with paid traffic, the foundations we've laid with SEO, and who knows where it would be in an up economy, you know?
Who knows?
But yeah, I mean, a lot of our students, a lot of people that message us on live streams, they're always asking, you know, is this viable? Is this viable? Rather than just doing the thing that is proven to work over the long term. And it's high ticket products and it's query based traffic. If I'm selling a camping tent and I'm selling one that's expensive, say it's $2,000, unrealistic for a camping tent, but you get the point, and someone is searching for high tech camping tent, I'm going to be able to serve them the result that they want. It's a win-win situation. They're looking for something. I have it. You get good margin out of it. You don't got to show your face unless you're us. And you're building something that down the road that you can sell for 25, 30, 35 times its monthly profit.
Yeah.
And less well-known than Alex Hormozi, one of our someone we've looked up to in internet marketing, James Schramko, often talks about the same thing. He says, once you have a goal, once you have something you know you have to do, you have to close out everything for at least 90 days. And it's only at that point should you entertain new ventures.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I don't think 90 days is a lot to ask, but ideally 18 months, 36 months, that's really where you see the majority of stuff come to life.
Yeah. So in the new 2023 dropshipping SEO game plan, which is newly just added to our course yesterday, did a whole private webinar on it and came up with a really, you know, step-by-step game plan of things that people can actually execute on with, you know, in for SEO with their dropshipping stores. No fluff, just set. I mean, I basically said 30, 60, 90 days, do this, do this, do this, do this. And the results of you getting high ROI from it are extremely, the odds of you getting high ROI from it are extremely likely. So of course that's inside of our course bundle, the Elite Fleet. And you know, where can they learn more about that?
If they go to buildassetsonline.com/class, they can see even high ticket dropshipping products we've sold and see how we've created a website portfolio worth over $1 million. We've sold over $1 million worth of websites, still operate over $1 million worth of websites today. And yeah, you can see exactly how we do it. buildassetsonline.com/class. Go there.
Take it easy.
I guess take it easy, Joe. Take it easy.